all the powerful and courageous negotiators from the Foreign Ministry, from the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, legal experts, economists, all of those who are accompanying the nuclear delegation, and all of those who have paved the way so far, including the Islamic Consultative Assembly, the Parliament, the Judiciary, all the other branches, the armed forces, who have brought prowess for this country and this government, all of us stand together, well organized, during the year of sympathy and rapport between the government and the people, and we will remain to stand like that. We have a lot to do. Today, we salute the martyrs, including the nuclear martyrs, and we appreciate the efforts of all our thinkers and scientists and the Atomic Energy Organization in universities across the nation. So today, this is a sample that you see that the fuel experimental fuel complex shows the fact that we will continue treading our scientific path. All the accomplishments pulled off today that are mostly medical in nature, regarding also medicinal and pharmacological for prognosis for patients, in terms of industry and also progress, they all indicate a fact that great thinkers and scientists of ours, through courage and courageous acts, the same way their fellow colleagues also put their lives on the line, they will continue to work. And you, some powers who are claimants of humanity, why did you kill our scientists? For what sin were they killed? Why did you shed their blood? Why did you impose sanctions on our people? Why did you ban medicines? Why did you ban wheat? Why did you the banking operations and transactions, why were they imposed sanctions on? This is an unhumane act that you did. The path you took was inhumane. You thought that through illegal and erroneous sanctions and through pressure, you could bring to knees a great and courageous and culture-making people. That was a great mistake. But if you want to work with these people, so we stretch our friendship hand to you. All the countries that want within humanitarian and legal framework and also mutual respect and mutual interest, all those countries that want to work on this basis with the Islamic Iran, we are also ready to work with them. Nuclear agreement is the first step in line with constructive interaction with the world. So we aim to have constructive interaction. This will benefit everyone. This constructive interaction will benefit both the East and the West. This constructive interaction will benefit the region, regional countries. Let's be brothers. Let's respect peoples. By bombardment, a people cannot be defeated. They will not surrender. Don't kill innocent kids. By bombarding a great nation like the nation of Yemen, that nation will not surrender. So let's all of us think of putting an end to the war. Let's think of ceasefire. Let's think of humanitarian relief aid for the people of Yemen. Let's pave the way for Yemenis to sit together at the negotiating table and to decide for their future. Why should we continue with the slaughter of the people? You have found a weak government in terms of military, of course, in terms of resolve and resolution. That's a great nation. So you are boasting your fighter jets. You don't know what will be the end result, the end of the day. This is the wrong path. Stop treading that path. You tried this in Lebanon. You realize that you made a mistake. You tested this in Syria and realized that it was wrong. In Iraq, you also realize that you made a mistake. And you will also realize, not late but soon, that in Yemen, you're also making a mistake. The path is only through fraternity and brotherhood. It's friendship. That's the way. So, peace and stability should be restored to the region. Let's do that. Extremism, violence, manslaughter, murder, terrorism, that's a wrong way. Anyone who's gone to the help of terrorists, at the end of the day, they have been the losers. The fate of Saddam, you should learn lessons from that. If bombardment, if chemical warfare, if aggression had worked, then Saddam's way would work out. So do not tread that wrongful path. So we invite all regional states to brotherhood, to fraternity, peace, security, and we want everyone to stop making aggressions, to join hands, to establish ceasefire in the region, and to help the Yemeni people. And we should know that the future of Yemen will be determined by the Yemeni people and no one else. Somebody from across the planet, from the other side of the planet, cannot say that we sympathize with the region. You are not sincere. If you really care about the region, why do you encourage the aggressors and keep encouraging them? If you care about the region requires a right path, and for centuries it has adopted that path. So in the region, over centuries, we have lived peacefully together, Shiites and Sunnis. They have lived together, various denominations and faiths, various races have lived by each other's side in a brotherly, in a cordial way. Well, you came here and you are making provocations, you're pitting this against that, and you're setting this off against the other one. What are you seeking? If you are seeking your own interests, this is not the right way. If you want to have your products sold in this region, again, this is a wrong way that you have adopted. So the path of moderation is what you need to adopt. Constructive interaction is what you need to adopt. You should respect the world nations, and you should know that the destiny of the people is at the hands of the people and in their control and nobody else's. So one more time, I would like to actually thank all our thinkers, nuclear scientists, all those who across the nation make efforts and attempts, all our courageous and sagacious nuclear negotiators. I would like to thank them all, and also to our great nation. I would promise them that the government, in order to implement their national will and demand, step by step, with their help and through their determination, the back of their determination, through the guidelines and instructions of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, the government will take the next steps. And the end of the activities will definitely be the success of the Iranian nation. Peace and blessings of God to you.
And now, if you're just joining us, today is April 9th, which marks the National Nuclear Technology Day here in Iran, and the annual ceremonies are held in which Iran showcases its achievements and accomplishments related to its nuclear program. And we had the head of the Atomic Energy Organization, of Iran, Ali Akbar Salehi, first take the podium and speak about the nuclear energy as saying it's cleaner than fossil fuels and that it's a country's responsibility to try to pursue alternative methods of technology and energy, that is. And he said despite the sanctions and threats of sanctions imposed on the country, it's managed to launch its first indigenous virtual fuel plant and other products in radiology products, medicine, and resulted from the peaceful nuclear research, as well as he praised and commended efforts and achievements of the Iranian experts in the nuclear tech sector. And then shortly thereafter, Dr. Hassan Rouhani, president of Iran, took the podium, in which he said the Islamic Republic, in its path towards advancement with the help of young scientists, has made amazing progress regardless of certain outside pressures and powers working against it in this feat. And through sanctions and external support, Iran was denied enrichment help, and it was prohibited to even have an enrichment program, something the country could not accept. But yet through the resolve and perseverance and determination of Iranians, they showed their prowess to establish a nuclear program, a safe nuclear program, a peaceful nuclear program, as he emphasized many times in his speech, and that the victory of the president another victory is that the president of the biggest and most powerful military and economic power of the world, referring to the United States, even has relented and conceded to Iran's right to a peaceful nuclear program, which is a huge achievement in and of itself, as he said. And that's basically it. And he also still condemned the airstrikes on Yemen, saying that the region should take the responsibility to give the Yemeni people peace and not let external powers, some which are thousands of kilometers away from the region, to have influence in what happens in Yemen. It's up to us to stop the massacre in the region against the Yemenis. And with that, I want to thank you for joining us in this Tehran conference on nuclear advancement.